Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. We continue here with your phone calls. Let's go back to Brian in Colorado, who had begun telling us a story. Allow me to recap it as best as I understand it. It's for our listeners that are just tuning in. Brian, you were visiting in Tulsa on a, what I presume was a business trip, and you had gotten out of a meeting or gotten out of something, and you were walking on the streets of Tulsa. And you saw some police activity. Now, being a relatively liberty-minded person and concerned for the safety of someone in the custody of the police, you decided to pull out your handy cell phone, which has a video recording function on it, and begin videotaping or videoing the scene. At that point, a rookie officer approached you and asked you to move back to the sidewalk. He said, I'm going to have to ask you to move back to the sidewalk, and you asked the follow-up question that everyone should ask in a situation like that, and that was, are you asking me or are you ordering me? And that was when the supervisor stepped in. He then started to demand to see your driver's license. You pointed out you weren't driving. He wanted to see your ID. You said you didn't have ID to show him. That's not necessarily saying you don't have ID, but you don't have any ID to show him. And that's when he started threatening you with interfering with an investigation, and I'm sure he rattled off a few other nonsense charges. What happened then?
Well, good recap. After that point, I realized that the guy's already in cuffs in the car, and it's over. But now, I got my camera on, and I want to record this, because this guy, to say that the senior officer kind of took over the thing is not quite accurate. He pretty much pushed the rookie out of the way, and he was flaming. He was in my face like a Marine drill sergeant. And I still have the camera on. And I'm thinking, man, this is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
if I don't get tased.
Right.
Which is a real, risk. Anyway, it was 11 o'clock at night. I had just come out of a pub. So it was late.
Okay.
So I realized nothing else is happening here. It's time to start backing up. And now we have a whole new incident. So I'm backing up, Dave Ridley style, except maybe a little faster.
Yeah.
So backing up towards the sidewalk. I said, am I far enough away now? And he's still spitting at me, and just screaming this stuff. He says, turn that phone off. And I said, I'm not on the phone. He said, turn it off. And I just kept backing up. I said, am I far enough? Finally, I was on the sidewalk, and he was still in my face, and the rookie cop was right next to him. They both had their hand on their weapon.
Yeah. Interesting.
To shoot a guy with a telephone.
Yeah, right. And so finally, we're back at the sidewalk, and I said, "Okay, well, I'm back at the sidewalk. This is where this other officer told me to be. So, am I being detained now, or am I free to go?"
Another important question to ask if you're ever dealing with the police and you aren't sure, just ask them.
Yes. Well, the answer was you're under arrest.
Interesting.
He didn't say what. The cuffs go on. And so he listed off all this stuff, interfering with police business, public intoxication. I've had two beers, right? But I come out of a pub, so in 5 hours.
I got to say, Brian, this is probably the weakest portion of the whole thing is the fact that you've had two beers. Man, once there's a drop of alcohol in your system, they just sort of the win by default, and I'm not saying it was a bad idea or anything like that. I'm not trying to reprimand you. I'm just saying that for the would-be activists out there, it's probably best not to do your activism after a beer.
That's an interesting observation. Okay, yeah. So they arrested you, presumably confiscated the camera.
Well, he took the camera out of my hands so he could cuff me, and he put the camera in my pocket. Closed it up, so it turned everything off.
Mm-hmm.
He started rifling through my pockets, and he found my wallet, and he says, oh, you have a driver's license. You lied to me. You told me you didn't. And I said, no, sir. I said, I don't have identification to show you. Oh, man. Now he's getting more red.
He's come unglued.
How interesting is this? Because the cops love to play word games with people. They structure their words very carefully. They're trained, they're trained to intimidate. They're trained to use very select, specific words. And when you pull the same sort of wordplay back around on them and you use very specific words, it gets them very upset.
Oh, man, he was spitting. And of course, the cuffs tightened up a little bit at that point. So now he says, go sit, on the little, bumper thing in front of the car, you know, the cow catcher, whatever it is. And I stood next to it, and he said, sit. I can't sit. I just got a hip surgery, and I can't sit there. He says, well, lean against the fence. So I'm leaning against it, watching what's going on. You know, I'm looking at the car. Turn around. You know, face forward. Fine. So, you know, they got to do all their paperwork, and this other guy's, you know, still in the car. He's seeing what's going on there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so, you know, a half hour later, I'm in the police car heading to the police station, the jail, the Justice Center. And, you know, I get processed, and I've never been arrested before, so that was kind of an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Well, I had some money. I had, like, $500 in my wallet, cash. And, you know, they took that and gave me a receipt. I don't know if they counted it right. I don't know exactly how much there was. And then, you know, put all my belongings in a thing, you know, in a pouch. So, you know, 4 hours later, 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm released, and it's a $150 bond. I still don't know at that point. I didn't know what the charge was. They didn't tell me what it was. You know, he listed off this litany, but when it was $150, you know, what's that? So it turns out that it's resisting an officer.
Resisting an officer.
Yes.
What does that? What could that mean? Whatever they want to
say. Yeah, exactly. I went to the Tulsa City, citations, you know, violations, and it says right there, you know, what it is. Basically, it's anything from slapping or hitting. You know, I mean, it could be violent or apparently asking a question. Because that's what
that's what you did, yeah. You asked some questions of the cops, and you're resisting.
Now, that's a bad law, clearly. Any law that says that you can't ask questions of our
The law doesn't say that. The law lists out all the things, and it says, including but not limited to, and then, you know, this bullet list of things.
I see.
Right.
Now, are you going to, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to fight this?
Well, as it turns out, I have an attorney in Tulsa to deal with my personal injury issues. So I went there today, and I talked to the guy, and I was just going to let it go, you know, whatever. Yeah, I got a misdemeanor. He says, that might not be a good idea, because if it was any other one, let it go. But now every time you get stopped by a traffic cop,
right. They're
going to run your record and find out resisting an officer.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know the conditions of it.
Right.
And they're not going to treat me very kindly.
Oh, dear.
So I said, okay, well, what can we do? So we could go to trial, hope the cop doesn't show up. But, you know, he was pretty mad. And so I think he might just show up just, you know, to show me a thing or two. So we're gonna just see if we can get it reduced you know, community service or whatever, you know. But then I'll keep you posted.
So you're talking about maybe pleading out on this?
No, not pleading out. Well, I guess it is pleading out. I'll take a not guilty. But then what will happen is, the way he explains it to me, the prosecutor will say, okay, we're going to drop the charges if you do, you know, 2 days of work at United Way, and you keep a clean record for 3 months.
Okay, well, definitely keep us in the loop here. There's one question I have that I have not yet heard the answer to,
that is not pleading out. Pleading out is usually pleading guilty or pleading nolo contendere to a crime, and you will not be doing that.
No, you're cutting a deal.
Okay.
Now, here's my question. What about the video?
Yes, that's the final thing. And now you better get ready with that the cut button, because this might not be FCC friendly.
I don't have that button, my friend.
I think
paraphrase.
You know, the phone was out of my possession. As soon as I got back to the hotel, took a shower to clean off all the ick. I looked on there, and I had videos from the pub. I had videos pictures taken afterwards. It was gone.
Of course.
Then I went to my phone and deleted that video.
Those thugs. Wow. Scumbags. Thanks. Welcome to the police state. An amazing story, Brian.
Brian, if possible, I would love to get him on my show somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know how I can do it, but Brian, I'll give him my email. Brian, if you can email me, I don't know if he's still on. He's probably off
there.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Brian, it's ELGGRANDE,
LGGRANDE,
at MSN.com. Make sure you put 2 G's in there. I'd love to get you on here, man, in New Hampshire, to some of the cities out there that need to hear this story.
Thanks, dude, for the call. Keep us in the loop.
Sure thing.
Have a good night. 800-259-9231. Now, my suggestion from before, we'll solve all of these problems with the cops deleting videos. We'll come back with more. This is Free Talk Live. I'll explain.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar. 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the Nutramedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an Ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the Ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites, and with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, completely free, so enjoy those on us. They do include, by the way, the wiki with over 1,450 pages created by listeners just like you. Get interactive over at wiki.freetalklive.com, W-I-K-I. .freetalklive.com. And sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th. All of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates.
and register for the class action lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. Go to libertydollar.org. We just got off the phone with Brian in Colorado. Very disturbing story about him on a business trip in Tulsa. He happened to see the cop shaking somebody down for whatever the reason was. He wasn't actually ever able to determine what that was because by the time he had pulled out his camera phone to video the scene, the cops immediately approached him and started harassing him and threatening him, and then they ended up arresting him. And they confiscated his phone. He ended up getting out of jail after several hours. And when he got his phone back, the video he had taken was gone. And this is not an unusual story, in that there are a number of instances across the country where the police have taken people's cameras. In fact, Gardner, you were asking off the air because it sounded vaguely familiar.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I don't know if this is the one you were thinking of, but I know that our very own Lauren Canario here in New Hampshire, she had her video camera taken by federal agents while she was just simply walking down the side of a road. And they, while she was able to get her camera back, they have not returned the tape. So this is, again, something that goes on, for whether it's the federal government or whether it's your local cops. These guys are stealing your property. They're taking and destroying the evidence that we have, that we've collected against them. When they're doing something awful, or they're doing something wrong, or in this case, just doing something, they get very, very upset when you come around and you try to actually record them in the process of doing what is supposed to be a publicly visible activity, and then they go and they trash the files, as they did with Brian's cell phone. The next step that activism needs to take is to get our hands on some sort of device, and I know they must exist. They must exist in some sort of rudimentary form. Maybe it's just coming out, this technology, because I know it's possible. I know this technology is possible. We need to have streaming recording.
Yeah.
We need to have audio devices and video devices that will take a stream of video or audio and send it all over the internet as it's happening to a secure server somewhere else, to where you can hold that video phone and nothing is being stored on the phone itself. So if the cops take the phone, too bad, coppers. The video file's on a server in Texas. What are you going to do about that? That's what needs to happen.
Excellent. That would be a great tool for activism, and I would agree that would be a good thing. But, you know, Cop Watch in Berkeley, and it's moved around the United States. It's been successful for a couple of reasons. The people that are on Cop Watch generally have Cop Watch vests or mm-hmm. Cop Watch t-shirts, and they have they start their organization, they send a letter to the chief of police or the sheriff or all of these people saying, warning,
we're here.
We are going to be recording your police to make sure that they're doing the right thing.
Brian didn't have any of that.
He didn't have any of that, and that was the reason that he had the problem that he did. So if there was, and I'm not saying that as citizens we necessarily should need to warn our betters, our superiors, our moral superiors in the police department that we are in fact going to be watching them since we're paying their salaries,
mm-hmm.
but it would be a way to avoid going to jail and having problems.
So, certainly, I don't deny that. And that said, though, Mark, certainly nothing was wrong with what our caller did. Brian, nothing wrong with what he did.
Nope.
He should not have had that file deleted.
Yeah, Mark's got a practical defense against what is, in essence, clearly a corrupt system in that instance. It's terrible. You know, I keep thinking, you know, what could he have said, what could Brian have said to get these guys off their backs. So I'm a journalist, I'm just trying to find out what's happening here, writing about this, you know, some sort of thing where you yourself might feel uncomfortable because you're saying something that might not be completely honest. Why can't you just stand there and say, oh, what's going on, you know?
Well, if anybody ever wants to, I could care less. You can always say you're a reporter for Free Talk Live.
There you go.
As far as I'm concerned, you are, if you're in a situation like that. So if you don't feel comfortable telling a lie, now you're not telling a lie.
Or you're a freelance reporter for Free Talk Live.
Or whatever. Whatever. So there's that. And again, we need to have more streaming devices to help protect these video files, because you can better believe that if activists are armed with things that are streaming to the internet, then there is they're going to be even more bad police videos that come out. I mean, we're already deluged with just awful, tyrannical police state videos that people do manage to get to the internet. Imagine how much more we could get to the internet if there were zero chance that the police could actually confiscate the footage. Boy, would they be pissed about that.
Yeah.
So,
that's a great idea. That's a brilliant.
So there's that point. And then the other thing I wanted to say, and Brian's not here, but he knows my point on this, and that is that I just feel awful when great activists that are Free State Project members get caught up in trouble in their home areas where they currently live now. Brian is a Free State Project member, as Mark and I are members, and we've moved to New Hampshire. So we're here in New Hampshire. The Free State Project is a movement of liberty-loving activists to move here and get active here. Look, I don't have a problem with you getting active where you are, but just understand, if you're going to be doing stuff like Brian did, cop watching and that sort of thing, making yourself visible to the so-called authorities and making yourself a target, there's a chance they're going to charge you with something. And if you get charged with something, then you're going to be caught up in their system, especially if you're getting ready to leave. I don't know what his status is as far as leaving is concerned, but if you're planning on leaving the area you're in and coming to New Hampshire, whatever you do, it may be tempting to get involved and get active where you are. I highly recommend you stay under the radar. Just keep it quiet for a little while. Move to New Hampshire and then whip out the cameras and the audio recorders and get active here. I mean, it's not going to be worth it, especially if your move gets delayed, because you have to deal with some criminal charges at your current location. So I have to say that, you know, while I want to encourage people to be active, at the same time, if your plan is to move to New Hampshire, I would say it's safer to just keep a low profile until you do. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and talk to Tom in Minnesota. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
You know the topic you guys were talking about just a minute ago.
Which one?
The police? Polls or something.
The polls?
I hate to change the subject here, but I'd like to talk about, like, problems at home.
Sure.
I've been having trouble with the wife lately.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
how old are you?
29.
How long have you been married?
I've been married 3 years.
All right, so what's the trouble?
Well, the trouble is, like, we've been getting in fights lately, and things haven't gone so well, and I'm looking for advice.
What about?
Well, she drinks a lot, and it's kind of hard to control her when she's like that.
Totally understood. I can imagine that there are a lot of people in a similar position as you are, whether they be the man or the lady in the relationship with a significant other with an alcohol problem. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that she does when she gets out of control?
Well, she just spends the whole night out with her girlfriends, and sometimes she sleeps over their house. It's like we're in college again or something.
Hmm. You have kids?
No kids.
All right, well, we'll come back, discuss it, and bring you back. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's got to be a frustrating situation to deal with here. Whether it's personal or whatever's on your mind goes, it's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Daily, we're warned about E. coli, SARS, bird flu, MRSA, and influenza. Dr. Gregory Poland, Director of Vaccine Research at the Mayo Clinic, said it's absolutely positively going to happen. But did you know there is no plan to combat a major outbreak in this country? Introducing the Hazard Decontamination Kit. The Hazard Kit contains a fog applicator, Tyvek protective suit, gloves, mask, and enough concentrate to make 32 gallons of fogging liquid. And it's so easy to use. Doesn't your family and business deserve the insurance of having your own hazard kit? Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your hazard kit today. Health and Human Services Secretary Michael Levitt says any community that doesn't prepare because they think the federal government will be able to rescue them will be tragically disappointed. Only $269 plus shipping and handling. Isn't your family worth it? Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and get your own weapon of mass protection.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likos with today's Carfenic Minute. You can't transform a sow's ear into a silk purse, but designers can convert mules into automotive thoroughbreds. The question is, can the mules keep pace with technology? The answer, when I come back. I'm Bobby Likos, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com. BG. Automotive mules are life-size physical prototypes that manufacturers have traditionally configured, built, and tweaked before production models are released. But wait, the whip of technology may put the mules out to pasture before they reach the starting gate. Since a single mule prototype can cost up to $500,000, and as many as 60 mules can be produced for a single model, it makes more than horse sense that today's digital engineers are now harnessing the power of supercomputers to simulate safety, drivability, and aesthetics, the triple crown of automotive design. I'm Bobby Likos. Likos, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, and with your show, you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, Staples CAI toll-free line. Get interactive on the bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com. Over 300,000 posts for you to surf around through, and it's completely free. The discussions, whether they be serious issues, fun stuff, you'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to ftldiscount.com and read some real testimonials and find out how to order. That's ftldiscount.com.
1-800-259-9231. We go back to the phone calls here. Tom's on the line in Minnesota. Tom's saying you're having some trouble with the wife. You say you've been married for 3 years, and you're 29. How old is she?
She's the same age as me. We met a few years ago.
So you say that she started drinking. Has she always been a drinker and it's getting worse now? Or what's the deal?
She stopped for a while. I mean, and I don't know. She's back at it again. And it's like it's hard to control that kind of stuff.
Well, she is. Certainly she's her own person. And you said you didn't have kids together, right?
No.
Well, certainly that's if trouble continues to brew, not having children can certainly make a breakup a lot easier. Do you feel like this is something that, is it a relationship worth salvaging? Or do you, I mean, what sort of help are you looking for exactly?
Well, we've had a really good relationship. It's in the times like when she's not drinking, she's a great girl to be around. And we've seen a few counselors about this stuff, but...
Really?
Nothing seemed to really work so far.
And so where are you leaning, and what sort of thoughts can we help you with?
Just ideas on how to stop her from drinking out.
You can't
night.
Stop her from
actually
drinking
out right now drinking.
You can't stop her from drinking alcohol.
Yeah, what's generally the case if she's really in that bad of shape? First of all, try to see if there are any other friends that you could talk to. You can try to work it in a roundabout way. Otherwise, yeah, you're going to have to wait for her to hit some sort of point.
When she comes home late at night, she just starts flipping out. And
gee, is she mad at you for something? Or does she perceive that you've done something? What does she flip out about?
She's always coming home. Where's the food? I don't know.
Yeah,
why
it sounds
are you
like
sitting on your ass all day?
Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. You know, I don't know if that was a real call or not, but either way, we'll address the situation as though it was.
Well said.
What can you do? She's going to drink. You can tell her not to, and she might pretend like she's not, but she can always sneak it somewhere and get out of your sight, go out and about, and drink.
I'd be paying close attention to any joint accounts that we had together.
Good point.
You know, I would be, if you took out credit cards together, mm-hmm. that kind of thing, I'd shut those cards down. Yeah. If you had a bank account that were together, I would try to divide the money as equally as you can, give her portion and you yours. But what you're talking about here is something that's headed for the dumper, whether you like it or not.
Right, start taking evasive action right now.
Because of the psychological liability, you could end up, that's a great point, Mark, with
it's bad enough
liability.
To live with a drunk, it's worse to have them steal all your money and move out.
Yeah, and she's just going to have to reach that point. You know, everybody says when you're some sort of an addict to something, you're going to hit such a rock bottom position, and it may be that you got to go and leave her. But the one thing is that if you've already tried and you can't help her, then you've got to just look after yourself. Luckily, you don't have any kids involved.
Absolutely. Now, I don't know what the housing situation is either, necessarily, but if it's your house, then obviously you're on good footing in that if she doesn't own the place, or she's not part co-owner with you, then you could certainly say, look, I've had enough. You can either quit drinking and shape up and go back to therapy, or, I don't want you living here anymore. And, of course, that's after you've closed any joint bank accounts and that sort of thing. So, I think that a lot of relationship trouble can come from having things held jointly, and I highly recommend against it. Keep your property yours and come up with some sort of mutual agreement as to how it will be shared. But that way, if trouble like this does come up, damage is minimized. And you don't have to worry about getting her consent to split the bank account, or I don't know what that takes, Mark. What's that like? I mean, if you've got a bank account with two names on it, can you just go in there and split half the money out into an account?
You can take as much money as you want out of your out of a joint account.
Okay.
So then you could start your own account very easily.
That's
at which
what
point
I would do.
Another person,
Yeah, and of course you want to make sure you have all the records and everything's transparent and all the numbers are right.
I don't recommend taking any of her money.
Trouble.
Yeah, she needs to have her money and the you know, being as fair as possible is a good thing. But I wouldn't let her have access to mine.
And I could understand his frustration. I mean, if she really is a great girl.
If she's spending all night out at night, you know, that's a bad thing, too. You don't know whether she's actually spending the night out with girlfriends or not. And so, therefore, you really need to separate
people who are people who are under the influence aren't necessarily using great discretion when it comes to sexual encounters and that sort of thing. So yeah, it could really lead to some dangerous situations, including her bringing home an STD that she never had before. So I agree. Try to start splitting things up as soon as possible, and you can try to talk to her. But what else can you do? 800-259-9231. If you've got a suggestion for that particular situation, maybe you've lived that. Maybe you've been on either side. Maybe you've been the drunk, or you've been the sober couple, or you've been the sober side of the equation. Feel free to chime in at 800-259-9231 or bring up anything. Let's talk to Stuart in Arkansas. Stuart, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I live in northwest Arkansas. Well, let me start over. On Monday, you guys had a call about a Walmart conspiracy.
Yeah.
And I live about 20 minutes from Bentonville, and I go up there all the time. And, you know, it is kind of eerie. Just about every major corporation in the world has an office up there. Just a small, you know, one or two room office. And, you know, we like to drive around and just count them all. Because, I mean, you know, what is Disney or Viacom doing with an office in Bentonville?
Maybe Walmart is such a big company that it is somehow financially beneficial for them to be in close proximity.
Walmart does more business than most third world countries.
That's what I think it is. I think they just like to keep their retailers close. And, I mean, they're just little offices, you know, with just somebody there to turn the lights on and off, it seems like. But I don't really think it has anything to do with the conspiracy. I think the real conspiracy is, why does Walmart need the government to pay for the road leading up to their property and put in the sewer lines and stuff?
I don't know if government's putting in the sewer lines. Walmart's probably paying for the sewer line install to their store, but, I mean, the lines are running by the property anyway. So, I mean, government pays for those things. That's what government does. I don't think it's necessarily that Walmart's convincing them to do something they don't otherwise do. However, there are certainly cases where Walmart has utilized the power of government to benefit itself. In the case of eminent domain, taking property and building there and, you know, getting special favors from government, there's no doubt that Walmart has engaged in those practices. And on the other side of the coin, they've also had government's eminent domain used against them, where Walmart was getting ready to purchase a piece of property, and then the government just snatched it out from underneath them using eminent domain and, you know, possibly labeling the property as blighted.
Blighted, yeah.
That sort of thing, to prevent Walmart from building on it. So there have been, you know, it's definitely on both sides. Walmart gets abused by the government, and so naturally they're going to try to use the government to their benefit whenever they get the opportunity, just as any corporation, any business entity would attempt to do if they had that leverage.
I think a lot of it is Walmart learned their lessons. Here in the state of New Hampshire, they had a proposal that would have forced Walmart to have to get insurance for all their part-time employees, and now they have done it, because in various states, all these, you know, hardcore lefties have proposed legislation. If you have X number of employees or more, you must get insurance. And those were targeting Target. They were targeting Walmart, BJ's, because they knew they were the biggest employers, and the other employers already did it, so they didn't worry about it, and they didn't try to fight it. It's too bad. So now Walmart's starting to get involved the way Microsoft had to do it, too, when they got that antitrust suit put against them.
Stuart, good hearing from you, sir. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Again, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. So whether it's Walmart or, we haven't even touched on show prep in quite a while. I have something here about the obligation, if any. What obligations do citizens have? I mean, you probably consider yourself a citizen. What do you owe the government anyway? You ever think about that? Well, James Bovard has, and we'll talk about that probably coming up here. Maybe in hour number three. Still got to take your calls as well, because they're primary. 800-259-9231. It's free time. Attention, this is an urgent news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, there's a very real chance you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to beat them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free if you like the show. And you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier by going to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll find out AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you send in $3 a month to the show, and we take it and turn it around into getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country. We'll be announcing a new station tomorrow night, as a matter of fact. So, looking forward to doing that. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get some perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, and forum, all the details and more at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and the fun, John in Salem, New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. John, hello there.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, John.
Brian's call stirred up a couple of thoughts in me.
Sure.
For your listeners who may not know, they've probably heard something about the Ridley Report because Dave has called in and you've talked about it. I don't recall hearing on your show that Dave actually is now teaching folks how to do Ridleyography.
That's
and,
true.
Although I never had a camera, a video camera in my hand, I do some still photography.
Mm-hmm.
I decided that I have a few targets that I need to knock down, and one of them is getting comfortable with being on the internet a little more and probably doing some of this Ridleyography, which is an art in and of itself. And the other thing that I need to get comfortable with, I suppose, in the long run, would be what Brian just did. I'm not particularly ready to go to jail, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And I actually did something with a still camera when we were being hassled by the police just for going shooting, and they rousted us up and made us all sit on the ground and all that. And I took my camera out and just started popping pictures, and the cops said, you know, what are you doing?
Hmm.
And this is kind of goes to the idea of how do you respond to that? And what I said to the cop, I said, I'm just kind of, he asked me, why am I taking pictures or something like that? And I just said, I'm kind of a photojournalist, and I like to document or take pictures of, I forget exactly what I said, of what's happening around me.
Nice.
And
sure.
I know that you have, Ian, you've had, and you are, of course, legitimately part of the press, But just to print out a press badge.
Yeah.
Or something that I have in mind. I bought a jacket at the thrift store, and it's just something that I ran into. It's black on the outside, and on the inside, it's Hunter Orange.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have seen my, you know, fluorescent green jacket that I have that says NHfree.com on the back of it.
I have seen that one, yeah.
My intention with this reversible jacket is to write in bold print across the back, press. And probably either on the arms or on the breast, something like just simply press or free press.
Sure.
And I'll keep that jacket in my car. And if I see something, or if I'm a little cool, I'll have a jacket to put on. And if I have that jacket on or it'll be in the car, I can just reverse it, kind of like, I suppose, superhero style.
Right, right. And then all of a sudden you're part of the press. I think it's a great idea.
And
you know what?
That might keep me from getting a couple extra holes put in me, which I think of with the Hunter Orange walking in the forest. It protects me from hunters. Well, this will also make it very clear. When I went down to Connecticut, when Lauren was in jail, and I went down for a sunrise playing of a song out in front of there, I wore that lime green or fluorescent green jacket. When the police showed up to kind of, you know, do what they always do, I said, you know, it's pretty clear that I'm not obstructing traffic, and I'm also not trying to hide over here. And, you know, I'm somewhere in between. I'm not standing in the road, and I'm also not trying to hide.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at the way I'm dressed. So it gives you some level of protection. And in between there, I'm thinking probably print up a business card.
Business card wouldn't hurt. A press badge wouldn't hurt.
You just introduce yourself politely, and this is, you know, something to be very careful of. Don't give them the ammunition to start with their attitude. Just be polite and just say,
I'm with you, John. I think that this is you're going about it in the very best way. It's safest for you. It gives the cop an out. You know, once he started being a blustering jerk, you can say, "I'm the press," and then suddenly he's like, "Oh, well, why didn't you say so?" And then he can storm off like you're a jerk. And whereas if you're one of the normal peons, then he has to continue to be a blustering jerk and then finally put you in jail. So I think that it's the best, most effuse way, and it still holds the cops just as accountable as it would otherwise.
Yeah.
So let me give you an update with the Ridleyography training.
Yes, yeah, sir.
I went through the four-hour class, very reasonably priced. I recommend it to anybody.
What was
absolutely
it?
Great. Different
$40.
Style of doing it.
Okay.
And I didn't ever do a video until that class. Had to work long hours. Today I bought a camera.
Wow,
so
awesome.
I've got one that I just shot right before I called, just putting around the place here.
Now, let me clarify something here for people coffee. Listening. The service that you're talking about, again, it's Dave Ridley. He does the Ridley Report. He calls in from time to time. You go to RidleyReport.com, you can see what he does. But essentially what he's doing is he's shooting videos with that. He's shooting it in a way that you don't have to really do any editing on them. Because normally when you shoot video footage, you get a bunch of clips of different stuff, and you have to spend a lot of time in the editing suite putting it all together. Well, Dave just shoots scene after scene after scene, and he narrates as necessary to identify what's going on and transfer important information. And he usually wraps it up within less than 10 minutes. Many of them are less than 5 minutes long. Makes it real easy for him once he gets to his computer to just offload it from his camera and put it right up on YouTube without having to spend hours, again, doing editing to it. And so that's what he's been training you on. Obviously, if you don't live in New Hampshire, you can't get signed up for this course. But, you know, if I know Dave Ridley, I mean, for all I know, he's going to end up being at the Liberty Forum offering one of these courses there. I mean, that's
probably
just how he is.
Be there, yeah.
He's all over the place. So, John, congratulations on taking the class because it's great.
And the internet business, I now have a YouTube account. I haven't posted anything yet.
Sweet.
But that was one of my things, the target that I need to knock down little by little. I now
Good
have
deal.
A YouTube account. I'll probably post this thing. I need to get familiar with the software loaded on my computer.
Sure.
This sort of stuff.
Well, post over on the BBS. Post it on the Free Talk Live forum so everyone can see it when you're done. And, John, thanks for the call, man. Good hearing
Great,
from
man.
You.
Good hearing.
800-259-9231. So what's cool about Dave, what he's doing, is he's essentially training duplicates of himself. I mean, he's training other people, and I think he's done at least 5 or 6 people at this point, myself being one of them. as to how to do what he's doing. I've already had some video experience, but this could be something that's really, really valuable for someone like John, who's never picked up a camcorder in his life. And so now there's a bunch of people in New Hampshire that have the same ability to shoot the same sorts of videos that Dave Ridley's doing. So he doesn't have to be everywhere, and these other camera operators can be in different places doing different reports.
And of course,
things.
They can all link up to Dave's Ridley report, start their own reports, and they'll have all this different information. That's
yeah.
great.
It's pretty exciting.
And the cool thing about Dave is he's managed to get his Ridley reports sponsored. He's now getting paid a small amount to do them. And
that's true.
It's very cool. He's managed to take a liberty-oriented idea, turn it into a business.
I know that I'm one of his sponsors, as a matter of fact. Freekeen.com, which is my other website, is advertising on the Ridley Report. Our very own SACL CAI is advertising on the Ridley Report.
Yes.
So clearly it's a valuable service, and a lot of people both in New Hampshire and out of New Hampshire are watching. A number of people listen to this show to kind of get an ear on what's happening as far as the activism is concerned here in New Hampshire, because it's pretty exciting what's going on here. And so, you know, Dave is sort of like a video version of that, where you can really have a window into the world of activism here in New Hampshire and see what's going on and really get a feel for some of the exciting things that are happening around here. I think it's pretty cool. And the price is right. I mean, the guy is a professional videographer by trade.
Absolutely.
To spend $40 and have 4 hours of his time, that's a steal.
Mm.
All right, so 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Albert in New Mexico. Albert, you're on Free Talk Live. Albert, in New Mexico.
Actually, Edward.
Oh, sorry, Edward. What's on your mind?
It's Albert now, soldier.
all right, Albert. well, I wanted your guys' 2 cents.
Okay.
Let me lay it out, basically. Last Thanksgiving, my cat got out the door. This beer hasn't come home.
Okay.
I've really been worried about
it. Is this last Thanksgiving, like, just a couple of days ago, or last Thanksgiving a year ago?
1 week.
Okay, got it.
Well, I finally found him today. I found him on a website, and he's not at the City Humane Society. He's at a private animal shelter.
Okay.
And I called him up, and I found out basically what happened is somebody picked him up and brought them to him.
Okay.
And dropped them off. I wanted to go get my cat. They told me, basically, you got to have some sort of proof that it's your cat. Well, I don't have any pictures of my cat at this point, and I'm not believing in vets and vaccinations and stuff. I don't have any of those papers.
Ooh.
No papers.
So if you don't have proof, then you have to basically adopt your cat all over again?
Oh, you've got it. You're sharp.
Mm-hmm. We'll come back with more. We'll address this. If you can hold over to hour number 3, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You can bring up whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Since